Theory and Theology. Hey, what's up, what's up? So I guess I should say kind of back to studying Hebrew, which kind of on its own just naturally becomes like Bible study, religion study, kind of, you know, studies of different religions or whatever it may be. So I kind of want to talk about some things I came across this week. Got to have a really good conversation, catch up with an old friend. We'll probably make some plans again. Kind of go in order of how things kind of happened, I guess. And, you know, I'm kind of back into studying Hebrew, but I'm not going to say it's like a New Year's resolution or something I'm going to do like every day. As with these things, you know, I try to get better and better at things as I go. And I try to improve. And so it's something that I'm kind of like trying to brush up on what I once knew and kind of like capture some new terminology, new information, new insights, new questions and mysteries. That's kind of my goal with it all. I don't know if it's going to be every day, but I can say that it's part of my goal to kind of not be on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm hardly on Facebook anyways, but Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I'm kind of trying to develop a method for myself. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to respond to messages, either text messages or like any kind of DMs. My emails are just a disaster. Like most of my emails is just like marketing stuff that comes to me, or just like reminders, or like if I spend something on Venmo, then it sends me an email, like that kind of stuff. Notifications and things, like it's not, you know, a bunch of LinkedIn notifications and things like that. Like it's not usually something that I need to be checking. But I guess I wanted to talk about it on here, kind of like this isn't like, I wouldn't call it like a resolution, but I'm trying to like adjust my anxiety, my multitasking, so that, you know, I'm not so dependent on that and getting so distracted with things and losing my focus. You know, I kind of think about how much time I spend thinking about the things that I want to be doing, and then how much energy I drain just all over the internet, and then have no more time for the actual tasks that I'm trying to do, whether that's prospecting to get new customers or learning new skills, or just online in the digital marketing space and like building stuff or like posting stuff online. And there are things that, you know, I could be doing that are way more productive business wise, that I put aside because it's easier to like today I was watching Catch Me If You Can because it's free on YouTube, and I've watched it probably twice last year. I probably watched it within the last 3 months. I think I watched it in like October. So yeah, but you know, I wanted to try this app from Gader.org. I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's called Gader. It's like Geder.org. And I set up my entire profile, but it requires $15.99 for the subscription. So I was like, okay. And I also don't want to like lock myself out of all my accounts. Like, so I want to learn more about it before I do it. But I think maybe after the weekend, it's going to come out of some Uber money. So maybe after the weekend, I got some things to prioritize out of my Uber money. Once I get my car back, from the mechanic. I'm going to be doing deliveries and probably get some money for, well, I've got to pay for my car insurance out of that money. And then, like, I kind of allot what I'm going to pay for with my Uber Eats money. And so, you know, when it's extra stuff like subscriptions, usually that's going to come out of Uber Eats. So it's like I got to go do extra work if I want those extra things. If it's not like a necessity, I have to go do the extra work to go get it. And otherwise, I'm trying to rely on having contracts with clients of my own. But, you know, it's not that the hunger isn't there. It's just that I've got so many things going on. You know, I just got over COVID within, like, probably, like, about fully, I would say, maybe 2 weeks ago, two-ish weeks ago. And then within that 2 weeks, I've had this back issue, and I have a doctor's appointment. Today's the 5th, and I have a doctor's appointment on the 8th. And so, for my back, and so, and it's just an initial appointment, and so I doubt they're gonna do anything. I don't know. I'm not even seeking pain meds. I would honestly be happy if they just refilled my CBD tincture, because, like, that's freaking expensive, and I'd rather just have CBD, because it's been working, but, like, I've used so much of it, and it's pretty expensive. It's about 30 something a bottle before shipping, for, like, the cushy CBD brand that I like. Doesn't get me high. If anything, it'll put me to sleep, which is kind of the issue, because I can't really be, like, sleeping in the middle of the day, but it helps for my pain. And so it's like, okay, that is a good solution for me, but I'm literally running out. So I'm like, okay, that's going to be another Uber Eats funded situation. So basically, I'm kind of trying to deal with that, but I, you know, it's just all those things have gotten in my way a bit too. I can't pretend like they're no big deal. But let's talk about some of the stuff I've been kind of dabbling in. So, as far as the Parsha, I think this week it's Shemot, the beginning of the book of Exodus. I kind of started studying in the second day portion of, you know, the story of, like, Abraham or Abram and Sarai. I don't know if it's, I don't know what portion, what it's called. I can't remember, but I could look it up on my phone. It should be open still. But I kind of started looking into it last night, because I was like, I want to catch up to Shemot, but I wanted to review in Genesis kind of what was of interest to me. And I know the last time I kind of looked over in Genesis, the Parsha that was current at that time was near the part about Joseph having the dreams. And the Parsha I was listening to was, dude, what is it called? Lech Lecha? Lech Lecha, that one. So I'm not done with the second portion yet, but it's Genesis 12:14 through 13:4. And it's just a weird story, but I basically went through, like, the headlines, the titles, and I was like, okay, what's this about? What's that about? You know, what's it about? And I found what each of the sections was kind of about, and kind of was like, okay, like, and went through some of the genealogies. I found those interesting, and, like, when I was talking to the friend this week, you know, some stuff came up with some numbers, and I started realizing how interesting the numbers were. And so, yeah, like I found that pretty interesting. And in the back of the Chumash that I have, there's like this timeline of a lot of the, not all the genealogy, but like some of the major players. It has like their lifespans and like the time. It's like a chart that shows like their lifespan, the time, like their age, like from the time of creation, and like their kind of like, I guess, how old they were when they had their kid or something. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. It was interesting how like one of the genealogies was like talking about a person, you know, the son, this person was this person's, you know, had a, was this age when they had, you know, a certain son, and then they had like multiple sons and daughters or whatever, and then there were this many more years left of their life until they died, and then in total they lived this many years. Like, it was kind of weird that it was worded like that, because the other section, the next part where they did the genealogy, it wasn't listed like that. And this is still in Genesis, so I think it was Cain, the lineage of Cain, and the lineage of, I might get this wrong. I'm trying to commit some things back to memory. I've got my COVID memory issues, as well as just general brain fog memory issues. So I might be wrong. Look into everything I say if you're interested in it, because I don't have a Bible in front of me right now. I'm trying to go by memory, just so it'll force me. But also, if you guys are interested in this stuff, it might force you to go look it up. And I'm not trying to get it wrong and like mislead people, like, as far as, you know, I'm trying to be accurate here. But also, when I read, sometimes I'm reading and then I go backwards and like read like a different section before. So in my head, I'm like, I know what order I read it in, but I can't remember page wise, like, was it before or after? I know a lot of it was surrounding like the Tower of Babel, so a little bit before the Tower of Babel and a little bit after, and then I kind of stopped around the point where the lineage right before the birth of Abram. I did notice it was interesting too that they had like the daughters, like every so often there would be like a daughter thrown on to there. Every so often there would be a daughter, and so, yeah, every so often there would be a daughter that was like mentioned. And I just found it interesting, just like it's kind of like an overview. Like, I wasn't like studying in detail. I was just kind of like, huh, I wonder what's gonna pop out at me just from like breezing over some stuff that I've read before that I'm not like actively reading right now. But then going into the story of Abram, there's this, I'm going through the Chabad teaching, for now. I don't always use it, but sometimes I like it because it's like, it gives me some kind of direction of something to study. Like, I'm not huge into like, oh, read the Parsha. Like, people can read whatever they want to read. But usually when I'm like, okay, I haven't been reading in a while, haven't been studying anything in a while, I'm like, that's the easiest thing, because I'm like, it kind of feels like connected that other people are studying this in the world. And then there's like, you know, you can always go backwards or forward to past lessons or previous to future lessons that have already been recorded, and just like go through the whole Torah that way and just like read everything if you really want to do it that way. They have it all on Chabad.org. Like, you can just go on their website and do whatever. Or on HebrewForChristians.com, I think it is. But they have it all online, so, like, nothing's stopping people from, like, just clicking on what they want to click on, if they want to learn that way. But I kind of tend to go back to those kind of roots of things, because for me, it's, like, probably the way that I learned to study for myself. It's not really how I learned to study in church. Usually the church had like a Sabbath school quarterly, and four times a year, so every 13 weeks we would have a new quarterly, and we would open it and start you know, there would be a lesson for the week. And so I kind of got into the habit, maybe not of reading it every day, but usually because we had like a 20-30 minute drive to church, I would usually bring my Bible and the quarterly to church with me, and I would read it on the way while my parents were driving when I was younger. And so, like, usually when we started the Sabbath school class, I usually was kind of like cued into what the lesson was about. Most people didn't read it at all. It wasn't a very studious church, but we did have a lot of events where people could go. Either, I think when I was younger, there was Tuesday night Bible study, which I don't think I really got into. And then there was Friday nights that were more like youth group, collegiate group. And those were kind of the religious studies, and Sabbath school, which was the morning, the service that you do with your age range peers or language group peers or maybe gender peers. It was divided by like Spanish group, Filipino group, depending what languages were in the church, men's group, women's group, collegiate group, cradle roll, juniors. I don't remember the names, honestly. Did I say collegiate, primary? And then usually once you became like a college student, there was like nothing for you. There was usually like the stuff after high school, and then you were just forced to like go meet with all these adults that you had nothing in common with. And so it was like your parents' age people that you're just supposed to be in those groups. And I was kind of the one that mentioned, because they were like, well, how do we keep the people in the church? And I'm like, well, if you make something for them, then they'll stay. It's like, we know we're not wanted here, because the culture kind of expects us to go off to college, to an Adventist college, and study and be boarding there and living there and come home for the holidays and stuff. We're not expected to kind of just be here all the time. And so, because we were at like a cultural pivot with how kind of society was changing and everything too, like the church kind of made something for us. And so they started a collegiate group where it was like, okay, Friday nights there were meetings, and like it was people in college. And so like you could be in college, university, grad school, and not have to be meeting with people who were like in their 50s and 60s. And you know, there were people who were kind of like opening their houses to us, or people who would kind of like still plan events with us and stuff. But then we could also do our own thing because we were old enough, so we kind of had cars and could get around, and like it wasn't a big deal. But that probably kept me there through a lot of grad school, not all of it, but through when I got my master's. Otherwise I probably wouldn't have stayed that long. I don't know what I would have been doing, but probably maybe not that. I might have gotten more involved with like college activities, because I remember there were a lot of activities going on, just I avoided them because I was so involved in church. I was like, well, I already play like for the Vespers on Friday nights sometimes, and like sometimes we do other stuff, and like I might bring the food for church or like contribute to it. So it's like there's stuff that you have a role every so often, so it's like, of course I'm gonna like make it to that, because I already said I was gonna do it. Versus like, I remember Estelle, is she the one who made that American Boy song? She was playing at my university at Cal State LA. She did like a free concert there, and I missed that concert because we were having like a Friday night get together, like Vespers, and my mom was making this lentil soup and like vegan bread for the... All right, well, I'm continuing this recording. I took a phone call Friday evening when I started that recording, and now it's Saturday night, pre-bedtime, so I decided, let me finish recording on what I was saying. I just barely listened to the last few seconds. So that time I, you know, brought some vegan bread and some lentil soup that my mom had made for the Vespers meeting. It kind of just kept me going to the events and stuff. Because it's kind of like, you know, having a role, having a, some involvement versus just being like a spectator. For me, it was always like a little more motivating. But yeah, I do want to talk about some stuff I've come across. I'm trying to reduce my anxiety, and so some days I'm trying to reduce my screen time, reduce my scrolling activities by adding more wholesome types of learning. And I really like learning about topics about history, culture, spirituality, and usually as it pertains to either cultures that I'm a part of or like, because I grew up on the Bible and stuff, I kind of like things kind of connected to that. Even if it's other religions like Islam, I still find that to be to some extent connected because, they do believe in Moses and Jesus and Abraham and, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The Quran is pretty different from biblical texts, but like the stories are like a little bit different storyline, and the details are a little bit different. Like say for the flood or creation or the birth of Jesus and that kind of stuff. But a lot of the major stories are like in there, and then there's a lot of like philosophy about, for Muslims, for how they are expected to live their lives. But I don't dive too much into that because it's like, I'm not like against it. I just don't dive into it because it's just a lot. Like, I'm already so scattered as it is. It's like, let's add another religion, It's like, I feel like between Judaism and Christianity, that's kind of an easier overlap for me because it's like we can go into Jesus being Jewish and then even looking at the New Testament from like Jewish perspectives. To me, that's kind of a nice overlap, but I'm just very interested in how Christianity has evolved from what it looked like when Jesus was on the earth compared to like now. It almost doesn't even resemble the same thing, and I don't know if that's good or bad or what. Like, I understand the influences behind it and, the politics that got involved with different historical leaders that kind of made it that way, and the Catholic Church's role and all these other things. But I mean, it kind of just is what it is. Like, what are you gonna do, Like, you can go back to the roots. Like, a lot of people do that. They go back to the roots, but then like the mainstream Christians are like, what are you doing? Like, there's still criticism about it. But I do want to talk about some of the stuff I've kind of come across. Now, the reason why I'm recording this, I don't know if I said it before, it's just kind of like an overview of kind of like where I'm going with things this year, kind of like what I'm thinking since it's still kind of early in the year. I mean, it did take me some days to kind of formulate where I want to go. But this is by no means to be like I hesitate to talk about it. It's by no means to be like, oh, I think I'm better than people because if I pick up a Bible here and there, or I think I'm better than people if I think I learned something, or like, by no means is it that. Like, I'm most of the times, in all honesty, when I'm studying the Bible, it's for fun. Like, not to laugh at it, but it's like, I enjoy it. Like, it's a hobby, I'm not like in some deep prayerful, like trans kind of like prayerful state where I'm like deeply connecting, I don't think. I mean, maybe it's fine to just have fun with it, but I kind of read stuff and I'm like, oh, that's weird, that's interesting. Like, for example, the other day I was reading on the Chabad website because I was just listening to this rabbi read. Because I woke up, I've been waking up like 3-4 times a night, and so I just write down the times that I wake up, and if I had a dream, I kind of write down the dream. And I just kind of, if I don't have a dream, I don't have a dream. But I keep track of, like, the times that I wake up. And so I've been waking up just, like, all these times a night, like, multiple times a night for, like, the past few weeks or so. And I haven't slept through a night in a very long time. And I just kind of, you know, have been waking up. And so when I wake up, sometimes it's hard to fall back to sleep. And I notice once it's like that 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock kind of time period, I kind of tend to stay up later. Like, once I'm up, I'm like, it's not like I fall back to sleep in like 30 minutes. It's like I'm up for like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So instead of putting on a movie or something, I was like, let me just put on this Chabad, you know, because like I mentioned, like I started going through the Bible like a little bit, and I was like in Genesis, just kind of like, because I know that the Parsha is at, well, just ended Shemot, it just ended the first portion of Exodus, and so whatever this, the next week's portion is, which began tonight, Saturday night, Saturday sundown, whatever that next portion is in Exodus. But I'm still back in Genesis, because I kind of just flipped through a bunch of stuff and breezed through a bunch of it up until a point where I was like, okay, this is something I haven't tapped into for a while. And I kind of got, you know, stuck around Abram, Lot, Sarah, Sarai, you know, their whole situation. And so, you know, like I'm saying, I don't read the Parsha, like, the portions, like, religiously, or, like, every day, or on time, or whatever. Like, I'm not even in the right book. Like, I'm all the way in, like, the middle of Genesis, like, around chapter 13, coming into, I just came into chapter 14. But the other night, when I woke up, I was like, well, let me just listen, because, like, the portions are, like, a few verses, so I was like, and then this guy, he reads the Hebrew with the English, and then he goes into Rashi's commentary, and he does that for, like, any verse that has, like, Rashi's commentary. And then one of those portions, I looked, I saw that there's comments, like, people who listen to him comment, kind of like on social media, how, you know, someone can post something on Facebook, and then other people can comment under it, but it's just whoever's listening on Chabad can, like, comment. And somebody made a comment saying, like, Sarai was Abram's niece. And I was like, oh. And I was like, I'll come back to that, you know, because this is, like, probably 2:30 in the morning. So I'm like, that's interesting. Or maybe I saw it in the morning. Maybe I saw it when I was already awake. I really don't remember. And so, either way, I went through that, kind of learned that, and I was like, that's something I never heard before in my life, but I know I had just read through the, you know, genealogy from, I always mix up if it's Seth or Shem, I think Seth is the son of Eve, right? So it would have been Shem, the son of Noah. So Shem's lineage. And I was like, where are Ham and Japheth's lineages? But then I was like, whatever, like, focus, you know. Like, maybe they're back there with Noah, with the story of Noah. Or maybe they're coming up in the future, I don't know. Because it's something I never, it's not that I never pay attention to lineages, but they're really hard to remember. But, like, when I'm into, like, the storylines, it's like, oh, it's easier to remember. It's like, okay. And so somebody mentioned that Sarai is Abram's niece. And I was like, oh, I never knew that. I mean, it's not like I've never read that part, but it, like, never stuck. It just, like, you know, you read things and you're like, okay, whatever. So I went back to that part because I was like, let me find that in there. And I went back to the genealogy part about Terah and the genealogy of Terah, and then was, like, looking, and I was like, oh. But the way it's worded in the version of the Bible I have, the New Revised Standard Version, it kind of says,
It's kind of confusing about Milka. So basically, Abram, I'm probably going to get this wrong. Abram Haran and Nahor are brothers, and Terah is their father, and Lot is the son of Haran, and Haran also has, from what I'm understanding, it sounds like Haran is the father also of Milcah and Sarai. But I don't know, it's just worded kind of weird, because it starts saying, like, Milcah, like, it starts saying, like, Terah's grandson is Lot, and then it says something about Milcah, and then it says Sarai, like, the part before it says Sarai was barren. It's like a little sentence or phrase there, and I was just like, is that saying that Sarai was Haran's daughter? Or, it never mentioned Terah's granddaughter. It mentioned Haran's daughter was Milcah, and it said something else about Sarai. But then I was like, the way it was worded, I was like, is it saying that Milcah is the niece, or is it saying that Sarai is the niece? Because it labels Sarai as Abram's wife. So it's just like a weird way of wording it, because it's like, it's not consistent. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying it doesn't say these are the grandchildren of Terah. It says the grandson, and then how Milcah is related to Terah's son Haran, and then Sarai is the wife of Abram. So I don't know. And just the way it was worded, I was like, I don't know if it's saying that both of those ladies were nieces. That they were like Lot's sisters, basically. I don't know. But stuff like that. Like, I come across stuff like that, and I'm like, this is stuff that I never would have caught. Like, I just read it, and I'm like, okay, I never would have thought that. I never would have stopped there. I never would have thought to look into it. Like, hearing someone else say something kind of really gets the gears turning, and I'm like, okay, like, that's interesting. Like, all these years that I've learned about that, because I think something kind of caught my attention where it said that Lot had, like, all this, like, livestock, and, like, how Abram was, like, wealthy with, like, gold, silver, livestock, right before they started, like, arguing and kind of split ways. And so I just was really kind of interested in that. I was just like, well, where did Lot get all this from? And, you know, let me check about this thing about Sarai being Abram's niece or whatever. But again, I'm not saying I'm, like, super smart about it, you know. I have, like, a billion questions. Like, every time something like that comes up, I'm like, what? You know, it's like, that's like the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Lately, that's the weirdest thing that I've ever heard. You know, like, I don't know what to do with it. I'm just like, okay, like, I know in a lot of cultures you can marry your cousin or whatever. But I don't really know. And I mean, I get it. It's like, if you're in the middle of the wilderness somewhere, like in the desert, like, you don't have that many options of people to marry, you know. I mean, and cultures were different back then too. People married like a little closer knit sometimes too, so I mean, I don't know, it's just, to me, it's a little weird, but
I mean, whatever. It's like, how many thousands of years ago? It's like, maybe they didn't really care. And
yeah, I do find it interesting how a lot of the females aren't really mentioned. Like every so often you'll hear a female mentioned, but it usually says sons and daughters. They had sons and daughters, and it's like, but they don't mention, it seems like, all the sons and daughters. They mention some of the main players, I guess, of the sons, and then if there's a female main player that's a daughter, then maybe they'll mention her. But otherwise, they don't really mention anybody else. So I'm wondering how many kids these people really had, you know? It's kind of just a random question. But I don't know, I'm enjoying reading this kind of stuff. It's better than the news. It's better than, you know, just scrolling Instagram. Not better as in, like, morally better, but I feel better. Like, I don't feel as anxious. I think I mentioned I started microdosing psilocybin. I'm not quite on a good schedule with it because I need to consider my intestinal situations, and that some days I've got work-related stuff and some days I'm driving, so like I need to kind of figure out a regimen that I can kind of follow that's gonna kind of keep me, like, so that I can start, like, benefiting from the effects of it. The microdose amount I'm taking is not, like, it's 2.2 grams or less. Like, I'm not taking a lot at all, and it's not, it's not gonna have a psychedelic effect on me. It doesn't, but it has, like, an intestinal effect on me, so that's kind of why I'm like, okay, I can't really be doing that every day. I mean, you're not supposed to really do it every day anyways, but I think I was going to try to do 4 days on, 3 days off, and then I didn't do it today because I thought I'd be driving. Another interesting thing that happened today was, because it's Sabbath, you know, some people know I like the Sabbath. I'm not really too much of a stickler about different stuff, like, if I want to work, I'll work. Usually, I'm not that motivated to work on the Sabbath just because it's time that I usually expect to have off. Even if I've been sick or injured, you know, I still don't expect to be working. Like, there's something about it that just, I'm just not motivated to work. But I had a bunch of stuff that I was like, my money's in one place and I can't get to it as fast as I need to with this weekend to pay for stuff that I have due this weekend. And I was kind of, I didn't really pray about it. I kind of thought about it with, like, I wonder if I should just work, even though I'm really not feeling like I want to, or like I should. Like, I try to pay attention to, like, my mind, my body. And when I was thinking this, it was Friday, and I was like, I kind of have to do this. Because, you know, I need my car insurance, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to have my car back, which my car is back today, working again. So it all kind of lined up where someone needed a favor from me, and so they gave me some cash to kind of do them, like, some errands and stuff. But it was, like, stuff I could just do online, just, like, order some stuff, and because they needed some things, and I was like, I'll just order it online and just get it delivered. So I didn't actually have to go anywhere. I didn't have to really do anything. And then the money was there, and it was enough money to, like, pay for what I needed to pay for and more. And so, yeah, like, that was pretty cool. So I mean, I like it when things work out like that. You know, I did put some thinking into it. I did put some brain power into it, some mindset into it. I don't know if I would call it prayer. I was kind of like, maybe, just kind of thinking, like, towards that direction, but I wasn't, like, let me, like, deeply pray about this. It was kind of just, like, it would be nice to just have the Sabbath free, because I was kind of, like, interested in all this other stuff, and wanted the rest, and wanted to just relax, and because my back was really sore on Friday, like, when I had a health meeting Friday online, I wasn't even able to sit on the chair, for the hour, or for hardly even 20 minutes, because my back was so sore, and so, today I felt better, so if I would have had to go do deliveries or whatever I would have done for, like, instant cash, I would have probably been able to handle it, but Friday night, I wasn't sure if I'd be able to handle it Saturday, and so I was like, if my back is still like this, that's going to be really rocky, and a little bit stressful, because it's like, if I have to make the money, and it's not that much. I think the main thing I was trying to pay for was car insurance. Like, I have this habit of taking my money and putting it in places where I can't get to it right away, and so I don't really hold a lot of cash on me, or, like, at that point, I was like, I don't really have any cash on me, because I didn't really need it. I was like, it's the weekend. Then I was like, oh, shoot, I got all this stuff that I got to pay for that's, like, due on the 7th or whatever. And I did postpone the payment. I was like, I'll postpone it. But then I was like, because I didn't even have the car anyways. I was like, well, I can't drive anyways, you know. So that was kind of my thinking. I was like, well, I don't know how long the mechanic's going to take, so I don't want to pay for the car insurance. And then just, like, I could wait a couple days. So I was just kind of like, whatever. And it went up. The price went up, too. So I need to, like, call them and, like, make sure there's no mistake. Because it's annoying. I tried to get a quote elsewhere, and then they wanted to charge me double what I'm already paying. So I was like, heck no. But yeah, it kind of worked out. So I got plenty of rest in today. Got in a nice afternoon nap. Some healthy snacks. Some, I don't know. Like, I don't think I really ate junk food. If you call cheese and crackers junk food, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, it's healthy-ish. And I had a tangerine with it. With the cheese and crackers and a little bit of kombucha. So, I don't know. But I had a good conversation with a friend about some Bible-related topics as well. So, I really enjoyed that. We kind of like talking about a lot of stuff. Just like the mysteries of things. And so that was really cool. Like, we had a good time. May or may not continue the conversation tomorrow evening or so, depending on our availabilities. But I don't know. I'm mostly just going to keep studying this. The other day, I was kind of like, oh, I want to get back into, like, cantillation, like, studying, like, trope, which has, like, the cantillation marks, because for me, it kind of helps me remember the Hebrew, because it's got that, like, melodic quality to it, but I'm like, that might be too much for right now. I'm just going to try to learn, like, a word a day or so. So I guess the word of today that I need to look into more is Riv, Resh, Yod, Bait, which is strife, I believe. Now, I might be wrong with some of these things because I am, you know, you guys know how my brain is. And now adding more tasks to try to do is not like, it's helping me realize how crabby my mental is lately. But also, I'm not sleeping good. I'm not sleeping good at all. And, you know, I'm taking CBD for my back, so it's like I'm falling asleep halfway through most days, you know, just like laying there. And so, I don't know, but it was kind of fun getting today off, even though it was my own mistake of like not really properly having my money where it was easy to access to just like have it right away just to pay for stuff. I could have thought that through a little bit better, but it's been, December was tough because I couldn't really work a lot. So I knew that once January came, I was like, I'm going to have to pay for all this stuff. And, you know, there was like literally nothing I could do about it in December. So I was like, well, whatever. Whatever I sold kind of covered the bare bones. And then I kind of just never really planned for January because I've been injured. Like, it's, and then Tuesday threw me way off with the walking around Long Beach and getting more injured. And so at least I felt better the next day. But Friday I just wasn't feeling, like Friday I was pretty sore. Like Wednesday and Thursday I felt fine. Friday I was pretty sore. So it's kind of hard to tell which days I'm going to be pretty sore and which days I'm not. I've got my appointment Monday, so I'll know more then. I don't want to bore people by talking about it all the time, but it's kind of a big deal because it's getting in the way of making money, honestly. Like, I can't do too much. Like, even if I'm applying to stuff online, I can't really sit upright to, like, sit on my computer. Like, I was working on my website this evening, and I was kind of laying on my side working on it, and I just did that till like my back and my shoulder started feeling uncomfortable, because I was like, I can't really sit upright to like work on my computer. So I'm trying to work on a landing page, but I kind of can't do it sitting upright. So I mean, it's going to get more and more problematic if I can't just like sit down like a normal human. But all I can do is take care of myself and, you know, try to, you know, get the doctors on board with things and follow what they say, whatever it is that they're going to come up with. I'm just hoping that it's not some permanent thing. It sounds like, you know, when a lot of people have back issues, it does become something permanent. So I'm hoping it's not something permanent. But I don't know. I really don't know. Because I've noticed even before I got this back issue that when I was sitting in my desk chair, even when I was working from home, I'd have a little bit of pain, which is why I switched chairs with the one in my sister's room, because she's never really home, hardly, like, but a couple days out of the year. And when she is home, she studies in the living room. She doesn't really study in her bedroom. And so I sat, when I sit at my desk, even before this injury, it's been a little hard on my back. And so now that I have this injury, I'm like, maybe there was already something going on. I really don't know. But we'll find out. I need like an x-ray or something for somebody to tell me more information. But for now, I'm just trying not to make it worse. And I have been enjoying studying some things. I got some online Audible books by Graham Hancock. I've been listening to this book by Rob Bell. Kind of like his books, but I've listened to a lot of this stuff when I'm falling asleep too, so it's like I'm missing information, because I'm like half asleep, or like when I wake up, I'll listen to it because I'm waking up so often in the night. But I try to get stuff that's not gonna like creep me out, because like some of these like religious books talking about like all these like spiritual beings and all this stuff. Like the other day, I woke up to something like maybe 2 weeks ago where they were like talking about aliens or something. I was like, what is this? Like alien abductions or something in the 40s. And I was like, what is this? Like, I don't want to listen to this. But yeah, I try to stay away from that kind of stuff because, you know, sometimes the stuff that I listen to kind of infiltrates my dreams. So I don't want to be like having some weird dreams. I already have kind of weird dreams as it is, but I don't want to have weirder dreams than I already do, or creepy dreams. But yeah, I'm really trying this. Like I said, I don't have like a direct number where I'm like, I want to only be online like 1 hour a day or whatever. It's not like that. But I do feel whatever I have changed already is working for me. Just getting more connected with books and podcasts, listening to podcasts. And instead of doing a lot of scrolling online, trying to search what I'm into and paying attention to what I watch. Like, I was watching this Hallmark movie earlier today that had, I don't know the actor's name. He played Haas in American Pie. And so, I guess in this movie, he was a World War II veteran, but it wasn't very much about World War II. It was him coming into this little lake town and kind of having a good reputation. And then, you know, of course, like there was some dramatic, sad point in it where I was like, okay, I'm just going to turn it off. Like, I watched it to the point where it got a little sad and I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. And I've kind of found myself doing that with a lot of content. Like, when it gets a little sad or something, I'm just like, all right, turn it off. Like, I don't want the intensity of the stories. I know that a lot of people like that, and a lot of storylines are written to have some kind of conflict or drama or something where there's, like, something that people need to work through or something emotionally grabbing. I don't want any of that. I just want to watch a story where it's like people are living their lives and improving things, and, you know, I want to see happy endings, but also I don't want to see like people dying or people struggling or people suffering. It's just, I don't want that in my head right now. I've got enough problems as it is. I'm trying not to add stress to it. And that kind of stuff does add stress. Even though it's a little bit, it adds up to a lot. And I've noticed the days where I at least ignore most of it, it's like I'm happier. Like today was pretty good. I woke up, had coffee, made a nice breakfast. Finished up to the point of that movie, and I think I watched a couple other movies or one other movie or something. I rewatched School Ties. I rewatched The Chosen. I think I rewatched The Chosen Friday night. Not the Jesus one, the Chaim Potok, the one based on Chaim Potok's book. One of my favorite books. And yeah, just listening to books and learning, like, you know, I don't mind learning stuff that I feel like is worth learning to me. Like, studying Hebrew and learning, like, biblical history to me is, like, worth the effort. I don't get bored of it. Like, I set my own kind of tone for things, so, like,
I'll start reading something, and if I don't want to read it anymore, I'll put it down. Or if it's just sitting there and I don't want to touch it for like a week or however long, months even, I'll just leave it there, you know? Like, I don't really push myself unless I like feel like it usually. And yeah, that's kind of what I'm up to for this year. It's not really like a resolution per se. It's more of like, it is maybe a bit of a resolution, like a continuation of, you know, working on my health. Like I complain that I'm, you know, I've got like brain fog and I'm like having trouble focusing, but it's probably from like overstimulation as well. Like, you know, it would be nice for my brain to be sharper, and I want to get back to that point. And I think for me personally, I can't speak to everybody, but for me personally, I'm just happier when I check out of most of the mainstream stuff. Like, I have my own interests. I've always had my own unique interests that a lot of people aren't interested in. I mean, people who listen to this podcast, you know, they're interested in it, hopefully. But you kind of get it. It's like, not everybody's into this kind of stuff. And so I was like, you know, I heard somewhere somebody was like, create the kind of content that you want, you know, that you'd want to hear or you'd want to see. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of like stuff about religion, but I don't really like people like preaching at me. I kind of like to hear new ideas and then like looking into them. So that's kind of where I'm going with all this, is like, yeah, if I find something that seems like not a common idea that I hear, I like to talk about it, I like to dive into it, I like to dissect things, and sometimes I don't want to do it at all, so I'll just record accordingly, and based on what I'm studying, I'll record what I think I understand or what's interesting to me about it, and then I'll record when I feel like it, basically. So there's no real like specific detailed like plan. You guys will know when I'm studying because I'll be recording about it, and when I'm not recording, when I'm not studying, I won't record about it. And when there's stuff that I don't really want to share, I might say that I just don't want to share about it. But like, even that thing of like not having to work on the Sabbath, I was pretty pleased with that. But yeah, I was pretty pleased with not having to work. But I mean, I would like to incorporate more prayer into my life, but I don't want it to come from like tragedy or like, you know, stressful situations forcing me to pray. You know, I kind of just want to get back to naturally doing that. Like, there's a lot of stuff that I fell out of that I feel like I'm kind of ready to get back to, but in a different way. Like, I've kind of decided on my own way of doing it versus like, you know, I'm not necessarily going to like join a church and go like listen to sermons, you know, on the weekends live and stuff. Like, I'm not really quite into that. I like to study with people. I like to study even separate stuff and just like review stuff with people and just talk about topics and stuff, but I don't really like the typical church environment. It's not really my thing. But I really do like to study with people and like gather and like study, not argue. Whether we're reading it live or reading it at home or not even reading the same stuff or like listening to stuff. I think that's something pretty common that a lot of us like to listen to audiobooks. That's that's becoming pretty common. But yeah, like I'm enjoying, like I feel like my days feel slowed down. I'm not feeling like overwhelmed by my phone. It's pretty chill to just kind of like keep it to the side and like leave it alone, you know. Because now I have plenty of stuff to think about. It's like, okay, like if I want to just like daydream, I can just think about the stuff I was reading or lectures I listen to or podcasts I listen to or audiobooks I listen to and stuff like that. Like I can kind of just think about more stuff versus being like bored or thinking about, you know, things I don't want to think about, like the past or things that I'm worried about the future. It's like I'd rather just like daydream about like all this other random stuff, from the Bible or from history. Like I just got a Graham Hancock book about lost civilizations of the Americas, I think. I don't know the name of the book. I just got it on Audible. But I think it's like 17 hours long, so I'm pretty excited about that because I'm like, you know, I've been getting these books that are like 3 hours, 5 hours, 7 hours long. I'm like, I need something long so I can listen for days. But yeah, I'm going to start listening to it maybe tonight. I'll listen to a little bit of the Rob Bell book and then start listening to the Graham Hancock one tonight. I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, this is the kind of stuff I like, you know? Like, I feel a lot. I don't know how long I'm going to be keeping this up. It's not like I'm going to, like, I know that I'm going to have plenty of days where I'm just, like, online all day and just, like, not focused and stuff. But, you know, I really like staying away from the news and staying away from, like, a lot of the mainstream stuff and just focusing on other stuff that matters to me, that I value. So yeah, I'm just gonna keep with it because it's what I want to do for myself. I don't really care if it's weird. I mean, I already feel the benefits of it like right away, and I haven't even done that much. All I'm really doing is like not scrolling online as much. Like right now I probably would have been just scrolling on YouTube, scrolling on Instagram, clicking on stuff, sending stuff to people. Like, when I'm kind of, like, away from doing those things, it's just kind of nicer to be in my own head and not trying to look for whatever it is I'm trying to look for, because I feel like I'm not usually searching for anything in particular. I'm just like, does something catch my attention? And when it does, I watch it. And if I like it enough, I'll share it. And then if not, I'll just keep scrolling until something catches my attention. And it's like, this other stuff already catches my attention, so why am I looking for other random things that I don't even remember what, you know, one YouTuber said, you know, I can't remember the last thing I watched on Instagram. I can't remember the last thing I watched. I can't tell you what it was. And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of the same. Like, I can't tell you the last thing I watched on Instagram. And especially when I'm scrolling around all the time, I really can't tell you much. Like, if you were to ask me after a whole day of maybe being on Instagram, a total of, like, let's call it somewhere between 30 to 90 minutes a day, I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm afraid to look at that screen time and even see what the real numbers are. But, if I were to do that and look at it, you know, I couldn't really tell you, 5 things that I've watched, definitely not 10 things that I've watched,
unless I count like music videos or something, I really couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you 10 things that I've watched probably in the last week. Some things I remember a little bit because I sent them to people, or somebody sent me something. I think I remember things better when people send them to me, but otherwise it's just useless information. Like, I don't need to see dogs, you know, barking at mailmen, or like birds dancing to music, or babies falling asleep, or people dancing to like random songs. It's like, it's cool, but it's like, it's just really just random pieces of information that aren't productive in any way. I think it's creative. It kind of like sparks creativity sometimes, especially the dance stuff and music stuff for me. But I really don't feel like it's healthy, you know, for me anymore. So I'm really just trying to find something else. So, all right, that's about it. And when I have more to post, I will be posting.